Good morning, it's Tuesday, October 19th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. Partly cloudy with a daytime high of 62 degrees. Cloudy with late night showers and an overnight low of 49 degrees. Pierce County is holding on to some of the federal dollars it got for its COVID-19 response. The county received $88 million in May, and less than a fourth of the funds have been distributed. That's out of $175 million promised from the American Rescue Plan to respond to the coronavirus pandemic. The county council allocated the last of the $88 million last week by earmarking the final $12.1 million. Those allotments include $5 million to buy temporary shelter space in an undetermined location, $4 million to the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department for testing and tracing support in schools, and $1.2 million to increase shelter space with tents and tiny houses. A city spokesperson said the $88 million is expected to last 3 years and many funds will be distributed throughout the rest of this year and into the next. Officials are identifying a teenage boy shot and killed in Ruston earlier this month. The Pierce County Medical Examiner's Office said 19-year-old Kyle Joseph Carmignani of Spanaway died October 9. Police responded late that night near the 5300 block of Yacht Club Road after a 911 caller reported that a man had been shot. Tacoma and Ruston officers arrived and gave first aid to Carmignani, but he died at the scene. His family and friends gathered Saturday near the site of the shooting for a vigil to share memories and remember the teenager's life. Police are investigating the death as a homicide. There have been no arrests. This November, Puyallup voters will decide whether to approve a new public safety facility with an $82.7 million price tag. The city is proposing a bond measure to help fund a new building that would bring the police department, jail, and municipal court together under one roof. It would also create a police substation at City Hall. The project would be paid by Puyallup homeowners within 25 years. Those who own a median-priced home would pay about $20 a month in property tax, or about $240 per year. The new building would be at 639th Avenue Southeast, which is next to Central Pierce Fire and Rescue Station 72. Some who oppose the ballot measure argue increased taxes will build a jail that's larger than necessary. They also say the proposed location is near shopping and senior living. Puyallup constructed its public safety building when there were 14,000 residents. Now, the city says there are over 43,000. Some who voted in August will see a familiar levy on the ballot next month. East Pierce Fire and Rescue is resurrecting plans to increase the regular fire levy by 14 cents to keep up with the increased demand for services. The regular fire levy is not a new tax. Residents living in a median-priced home, which is around $450,000, are currently paying $1.36 per $1,000 of assessed property value. The levy would increase that to $1.50. At this time, owners of a $450,000 home pay $51 per month or $612 per year. If the levy passes, they would pay $56.25 per month or $675 per year in property tax. Fire Chief John Parkinson says the district saw a 10% increase in calls they responded to this year compared to past years. That totals to about 2,500 additional times they had to respond to an emergency. The first assisted living and memory care home is breaking ground on the Key Peninsula. It's built on a model that provides a home-like atmosphere for small living groups. The Key Peninsula nonprofit Mustard Seed Project worked with a national senior advocacy group called the Greenhouse Project to design the complex. The 5-acre parcel will hold a longhouse of 3 connected small homes, each with 10 private bedroom studios. Each home will have its own entrance and a shared hearth, kitchen, and dining area. 2 homes will provide assisted living, 1 will serve those requiring memory care. A Mustard Seed board member said it will be 10 people living in a shared home, with a living room and a kitchen, rather than 30 or 40 people living in isolated rooms and coming down to a dining hall. The project is slated for completion in 2022. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit dntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day!